I speak to you in the name of the God of grace and mercy. Amen. Let's hear it for the serpent. You may remember the serpent lying in the garden in the cool of the day, rattling in shattered whispers to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now the serpent shows up again, this time in the wilderness, sent by God to kill the Israelites. It sounds primitive, even vindictive, this divine punishment. The people, after all, were only guilty of complaining about having been brought to the wilderness from the safety of Egypt. They were impatient with Moses. They were impatient with God. Hasty, yes. Deserving to be bit by poisonous serpents? Seems a little bit harsh. Serpent is a wonderful word. It means creepy. Really, it means creepy. The Oxford English Dictionary that sits in my hall at home gives its usual colorful assortment of meanings to the creature who creeps. I knew that a serpent was a snake, a scaly, limbless reptile characterized by a sinuous, slithering movement and often with a venomous bite. I knew that serpent was a metaphor for treachery and deceit and malice. I even knew there was a constellation of stars called serpents. I did not know, however, that there are serpent fireworks that burn with a serpentine motion. Nor did I know that a serpent is an archaic musical bass wind instrument of leather-covered wood, about 8 feet long, with three U-shaped turns, with a cup-shaped mouthpiece and a few keys, or that an organ stop of similar tone is called a serpent. Did you know that, Linda? There's a serpent stop on the organ, not on our organ, but on some organs. Seems a far cry from the pleasant voice in the garden, inviting the woman and the man to taste the fruit. And it still does not explain the awful predicament of the Israelites, nor the astonishing remedy to their fear and their suffering. About 20 years ago, they stopped giving smallpox vaccinations in Florida briefly. Somebody died after having received one. But it might help you to understand the bizarre phenomenon and pantomime in the wilderness if you imagine a kind of serpent vaccination. Here's the sequence of events. The people left the mountain of God, Mount Sinai, sometimes called Mount Horeb. They left the mountain of God to continue their journey to freedom. The people grew impatient with Moses and with God. They complained to Moses about the food and the danger of the wilderness. God heard their complaints and sent poisonous serpents who bit the people, who died. The people wised up and said to Moses, "We're sorry for complaining. Please ask God to take away the serpents." So Moses prayed, and God told him to make a bronze serpent and stick it up on a pole. Anyone bitten by the serpent should look at the bronze serpent, and they would live. If you wonder about the calculus of behavior and punishment in this story, you're not alone. If you think a story like this perpetuates a harsh, retributive portrait of God, you're not alone. But imagine the bronze serpent as a kind of vaccination. The principle of vaccines is that you meet the dread disease head on. Vaccines help develop immunity and save us by imitating the infection. In the beginning, people gave themselves a little small dose of smallpox. They put it right in a cut, make a cut in their arm and put it in there, so they would be able to resist the virulent variety. We've come a long way in the development of vaccines. We are now often able to inject into ourselves inactive forms of disease that still cause us to develop immunity. Just feel our recent anxiety and hope for the development of a vaccine for COVID-19. The urgency with which pharmaceutical companies poured money and research into finding one. And you know how powerful our expectation of relief is. We regularly now receive vaccines for the flu every year in September, my wife and I go to Publix or CVS and we get the flu vaccine. There's still hope for a vaccine to prevent AIDS. Children are routinely vaccinated against polio, mumps, measles, chickenpox, and other malicious threats to their health. While there are occasional bad reactions to vaccines, we are protected from the enemy by facing the enemy. So the people were saved from the serpents by looking straight at the serpent. So let's hear it for the serpent. But you wonder why John, the gospel writer, was so entranced by this mosaic vaccine that he borrowed the story to explain the glorification of Jesus. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. You should know that most of the time John contrasts Moses and Jesus throughout his gospel. The law indeed was given through Moses, says the prologue to John. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Contrast. But today it is less the contrast than the similarity that triggers John's imagination. Lifted up, to be gazed upon, to be relied upon, to give life and not death. Jesus the serpent. It's an incredible claim, and not one we would have expected back when the serpent was coiled around the woman's feet, hissing false promises. Nevertheless, if it is true that we are surrounded by the darkness, which surely must feel as frightening as the wilderness, if it is true that we have the choice of recognizing where we are, and if it is true that we can still approach God for preservation and hope, then look up and see Jesus and live. It's that simple. As an amateur in science, I've always been mystified and impressed that we save ourselves from deadly disease by taking a little of that disease into our bodies, or at least fooling our bodies into believing that. Might it be just as mystifying and impressive that we save ourselves from sin and death by taking into ourselves a little of the presence of God, which is also contaminated by our sin and darkness? There can be no other reason for this exalted image of the Son of Man lifted up. The good news in our story is that God always relents. God always relents and lets life overcome death. Even in the most primitive and tribal scenes of punishment and suffering, God relents and gives in and lets life overcome death. By the hand of Moses, there is relief from the danger of serpent bite. Every year we get flu shots, protecting ourselves by staring down the enemy. On Wednesday, my wife and I will receive our second COVID-19 vaccines. That's a small step in trust. But if we can do that, surely we can look up, look upon Jesus lifted up in glory, and find life and light in a world too much shadowed by darkness. Amen.